Imagine, waking up, grabbing your morning coffee, and sitting down at your desk. And then you realize a single power surge over the weekend just wiped out your company's entire historical asset library.
Just completely gone.
Every design file, like every piece of raw video footage, completely gone, simply because you tried to save, what, $50 a month on cloud storage?
Which happens way more often than you'd think.
Oh, absolutely. So welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is a really practical, decision-oriented walkthrough, custom-tailored for you, the multi-venture founder.
Right.
We are building a system that gives you enterprise-grade data security across all your companies, but, without that bloated enterprise price tag.
And to figure out how to actually pull that off, we are synthesizing a really fascinating stack of sources today.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff.
We really do. We've pulled strategy runbooks, hardware roundups from places like Serve the Home, deep technical documentation on the 3-2-1 backup rule from Veeam.
Which is super important.
Extremely important. And we're also looking at the hard numbers, like the actual math, from deep dives into cloud pricing across AWS, Backblaze, and Cloudflare.
Because what sparked this entire investigation is this viral idea floating around the internet right now.
Oh, yeah. The YouTube videos.
Right. There are these videos everywhere promoting a quote-unquote subscription-free private cloud.
It sounds great.
It sounds like an absolute tech utopia. I mean, you buy a tiny computer, you host your own files, and you never pay a monthly cloud bill to big tech again.
Which is the dream for a lot of people.
Exactly. But if you stop where those videos end, it is actually a massive trap for your business data.
A huge trap.
Relying on a basic private cloud for your business is like building a gorgeous multi-million dollar house, but completely forgetting to pour a concrete foundation.
That's a great way to put it.
So today we're taking that really cool concept, tearing up the floorboards, and basically fortifying it into an unbreakable hybrid system.
And it is a vital transition to make because, the seductive part of that viral idea is the hardware itself.
Right. It looks so easy.
It does. The setup usually proposes taking a Raspberry Pi 5, which is this tiny, highly energy efficient computer, and pairing it with a blazing fast M.2 NVMe SSD for storage.
Just a little box on your desk.
Exactly. Then you install a piece of open source software called Nextcloud.
Which basically acts as a self-hosted clone of like iCloud or Google Drive.
Pretty much, yeah.
I've looked at the UI for this and it's surprisingly slick. I mean, it gives you a nice web dashboard and syncs your files seamlessly across your Mac, your PC, your phone.
It is slick. And to access those files when you're, sitting in a coffee shop and not on your home Wi-Fi, the setup uses Tailscale.
Right, Tailscale.
Yeah, Tailscale is this mesh VPN built on the WireGuard protocol. And it's incredibly clever because it routes around all the usual headaches of remote access.
You don't have to mess with the router port forwarding.
Exactly, no port forwarding. And it punches right through carrier-grade NAT, which is, well, it's a massive roadblock with modern internet service provider.
Okay, let's unpack that because carrier-grade NAT sounds totally
It
intimidating.
sounds like a lot, yeah.
Basically, carrier-grade NAT is like living in a massive apartment building where everyone shares one single street address.
Right.
So if someone tries to send a package, or in this case, a data request, directly to your room, the post office gets completely confused.
They have no idea which door to knock on.
Exactly. So Tailscale acts like a magical concierge. Instead of punching a hole in your home network's firewall, which is honestly like leaving your front door wide open to hackers,
Which you never want to do.
never. Tailscale creates a secret, invisible tunnel directly between your laptop and your server.
That is the perfect way to visualize it. You just install Tailscale on your devices, and they all connect securely as if they were physically sitting in the same room.
It's basically magic.
Yeah.
But wait, let me stop you right there. Isn't the whole point of this setup to ditch big tech companies and take back control of your own data?
Well, yes.
Because it sounds fast, it sounds incredibly private, and it sounds free. Why on earth are we calling this a massive trap?
Because control without redundancy is just a liability.
Oh, interesting.
The desire for digital sovereignty is completely valid, don't get me wrong, but the strategy documents we're looking at, they issue a severe warning about stopping at this exact setup.
Why? What's the risk?
When you put all your critical business files on a single NVMe SSD strapped to a Raspberry Pi, You are exactly one hardware failure away from total catastrophe.
Right, because it's just one physical drive.
Exactly. And hard drives and SSDs fail all the time.
Do they really?
Oh, absolutely. Surf the Home notes a typical drive failure rate of around 5% per year.
5%? Wow.
Yeah. And SSDs specifically face issues like charge leakage if they are, you know, left unpowered in cold storage.
Wait, charge leakage? So the drive just slowly forgets the data?
Essentially, yes. SSDs store data by trapping electrons in these microscopic cells.
Okay.
Over time, especially if the drive isn't powered on regularly to, like, refresh those cells, the electrons can leak out.
That sounds bad.
It is. This leads to data degradation, commonly known as bit rot.
Bit rot.
Yeah. A one flips to a zero, and suddenly a crucial contract is just totally corrupted.
So one drive fails, or one file silently rots, and the business data is just gone.
Furthermore, the viral setup almost always omits a UPS and uninterruptible power supply.
Oh, right, the battery backup.
Exactly. If you have a momentary blackout or even just a trip circuit breaker, an unclean shutdown can instantly corrupt your entire file system while it's in the middle of writing data.
That is terrifying.
It is. Add to that the fact that pulling a large file remotely is entirely bottlenecked by your home internet's upload speed.
Which ISPs usually heavily restrict, right? Compared to download speeds.
Yes, exactly. And finally, congratulations, you have suddenly become a system administrator.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't keep the operating system, Nextcloud, and Tailscale constantly updated, that little box in your office turns into a massive security vulnerability.
Okay, so it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
You own the data, sure, but you also own 100% of the risk.
Every single bit of it.
Which means, because a single-drive Raspberry Pi is a disaster waiting to happen, we have to introduce the foundational law of data storage to fix it.
Yes, we do.
We have to talk about the 3-2-1 rule before we even, like, look at a spreadsheet of costs.
The 3-2-1 backup rule is the absolute gold standard for data protection across the IT industry.
And it dictates that you must keep 3 copies of your data, right?
Yes. 3 copies of your data stored on 2 different types of media with 1 copy stored securely off-site.
Okay, so the Viral Pi setup we just discussed is merely 1 copy on 1 medium sitting on-site.
Exactly. It doesn't even qualify as a backup. It's just a single point of failure.
But I get the 3-2-1 part. But the sources show that this rule has actually had to evolve.
Right? It has.
Because the threats have fundamentally changed since the era of physical tapes and floppy disks. Veeam added a 1 and a 0 to the end of that. What forced them to update the golden rule?
Ransomware.
Ugh, of course.
Today, the primary threat isn't just a localized hardware failure or a fire. It is malicious software.
Mm-hmm.
Modern ransomware doesn't just lock up your laptop.
It spreads.
It actively crawls through your network. It sniffs out your connected backup drives and your network servers and encrypts everything it touches.
So if you get hit, you can't just restore from your local backup because the hackers encrypted that too.
Exactly. Because of this, Veeam evolved the framework into the 3-2-1-1-0 rule.
Okay, walk us through how those extra numbers actually stop a ransomware attack.
The extra one stands for keeping a copy offline, air-gapped, or immutable.
Immutable meaning it can't be changed.
Right. Immutability is the real magic here. Using a feature called Object Lock on a cloud provider, you can literally tell the server that a specific backup file cannot be altered, encrypted, or deleted by anyone.
Anyone at all.
Not by a hacker, not by an accidental script, and not even by you. It mathematically locks the data down for a set period of time, say 90 days.
That is brilliant. So the ransomware might reach the cloud, but it physically can't overwrite the file.
It just hits a brick wall.
And the zero.
The zero demands zero recovery errors.
Meaning?
It means your backups must be actively and automatically tested. A backup is completely worthless if you only discover the zip file is corrupted on the day you desperately need to restore your company's database.
Right. So it's basically like owning a priceless painting,
true,
right?
Yeah.
You have the original hanging on your wall, a high-quality replica locked in a local vault, and a digital scan stored on a highly secure server across the country that nobody is allowed to touch.
Yeah, it's a perfect analogy.
But for a founder running multiple ventures, I'm immediately wondering about the bottom line here.
Of course.
How do we actually achieve this enterprise-level 3-2-1-1-0 setup without paying those astronomical enterprise fees?
Well, that brings us to the financial reality. Mm-hmm. And it shows why a pure approach in either direction like pure cloud or pure self-hosting is fundamentally flawed.
Okay, let's look at the upfront cost to do the self-hosted hardware right then.
Yeah, let's break it down. To fix the dangerous viral setup, you need the Raspberry Pi, a case, a primary NVMe or SSD, but you also need a secondary USB hard drive to act as your local redundant backup.
Right, for the two in the 3-2-1 rule.
Exactly. And you need that UPS battery backup we mentioned. Altogether, that's roughly a $340 upfront investment.
Okay, $340. Now let's compare that to the cloud. If you look at Apple's iCloud or Google One, a 2 terabyte tier is about $120 a year.
Right.
So your break-even on the hardware is just under 3 years. But here's the thing. Businesses grow.
They always do.
As your data footprint expands to, say, 6 terabytes, Apple charges $360 a year. If you hit 12 terabytes, you're paying $720 every single year.
Which is a huge recurring expense.
Yep. At that scale, self-hosting your storage becomes massively profitable.
It really does. But pure cloud is a financial drain at scale, and pure self-hosting is too risky for critical everyday data.
Right, because if your home internet goes down or your router resets while you're traveling, you instantly lose access to your live project files.
Exactly. So you need something in the middle.
So what does this all mean? It means the winning model is a hybrid approach. We aren't eliminating the cloud completely. We are smartly demoting it to a utility to kill those high-tier storage bills.
Beautifully said.
You self-host the massive bulk of your data on hardware you own for free, and you maintain a small, highly targeted, paid cloud tier.
Because saving money isn't simply about hunting down the cheapest per gigabyte rate on a pricing page. Our source from LeanOps proves this.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned hidden fees, right?
Yes. Cloud providers hide immense costs in egress fees, which is them charging you just to download your own data.
Which is wild.
And API call fees, where they charge you tiny fractions of a cent every time your computer checks if a file has changed.
And those add up fast.
Very fast. The true secret to the hybrid sweet spot is matching the exact right type of data to the exact right infrastructure.
Makes sense.
Your small paid cloud does double duty. It serves as the frictionless hub for your active hot files, and it simultaneously acts as the offsite one copy for the massive archives you host on your Pi.
Okay, that makes total sense in theory, but if you're managing three different startups, you don't have time to be an IT guy.
No, you definitely don't.
You can't spend your Sunday deciding file by file where things should go. We need a practical, decision-oriented framework. How do we triage the data?
The strategy documents break this down into four distinct categories: hot, warm, cold, and secrets.
Let's start with hot or collaborative data.
These are your active project files, spreadsheets your team is currently editing, or notes you need synced reliably to your phone multiple times a day.
So the destination for hot data has to be your managed cloud, like a basic 200 gigabyte iCloud or Google Drive tier.
Absolutely.
For highly collaborative data, you want zero maintenance and absolute sync reliability. Big tech excels at this.
They do. Next, we have warm or reference data.
Okay, what's that?
Think of a 60,000 file brand asset library or gigabytes of finished creative assets. You need them occasionally, but they take up a ton of space.
Let's talk about why you can't just throw 60,000 files into a standard cloud sync.
Please do.
The indexing overhead alone will completely choke your computer. Every time you turn on your laptop, the sync client has to scan all 60,000 files to see what changed.
It drains your battery and slows everything down.
It's awful. Plus, imagine trying to download a 50 gigabyte raw video file over a spotty hotel Wi-Fi network because you left it in the cloud. It's a nightmare.
It really is.
So your warm data goes on the Raspberry Pi. You run Nextcloud. It handles the bulk storage locally over your ultra-fast home network. But because of the 3-2-1 rule, you also mirror that to a cloud provider so you have a backup.
Perfect. Then we reach cold or archive data.
The digital basement.
Basically, yeah. This is your massive multi-gigabyte email backups, that raw video footage from a campaign 3 years ago, and dead project archives, things you might not touch for a decade.
Right.
The destination here is your self-hosted Pi as the primary, backed up to a cheap, cold, off-site cloud.
And the pricing data shows exactly where to put this. You don't use a standard Google Drive for this.
Definitely not.
You use something like Backblaze B2, which costs around $6 per terabyte a month, or AWS Glacier, which is heavily discounted for deep archiving. Paying premium cloud prices for cold storage is just pure waste.
But then we arrive at the final category, secrets and compliance data.
Ah, scary stuff.
Financial records, digital tax receipts, legally binding contracts, employee data. The strategy runbook is incredibly strict here.
What do they say?
This data should never be casually self-hosted on a basic home server without strict access controls, because the regulatory and breach risks are simply too high.
Wait, hold on. If I can't leave it on my home server, you're telling me to trust my absolute most sensitive data like tax documents and confidential contracts to a cheap public cloud provider.
Yep.
That sounds terrifying. How do I handle this securely without paying for premium, highly encrypted enterprise cloud tiers?
You use the ultimate workaround to achieve the most secure, cheapest angle.
Okay, I'm listening.
Client-side encryption. You scramble the data yourself on your own machine before it ever leaves your house and travels to the cloud.
Oh, here's where it gets really interesting. Client-side encryption means your laptop acts as both the shredder and the lockbox.
Exactly.
Before the file even touches your Wi-Fi router, the software scrambles it into digital static.
Yeah.
You are using standard inexpensive cloud storage, but you make it completely unreadable to the provider.
Right.
The cloud just receives a locked box, and they don't even have the keyhole, let alone the key.
For your cold archives, going to a provider like Backblaze B2, you can use a command line tool like CircloneCrypt. It encrypts the files locally, and the cloud provider receives nothing but scrambled, mathematically locked blobs of data. They have zero knowledge of what's inside.
And for the daily convenience of your secrets category,
you can use a tool called Cryptomator.
Oh, Cryptomator is fantastic.
It really is.
You install it on your Mac or PC, and it creates a secure virtual vault directly inside your standard iCloud or Google Drive folder. You drag your financial records into the vault, Cryptomator encrypts them instantly, and the cloud only syncs the ciphertext.
You get zero knowledge encryption and zero extra subscriptions.
Amazing.
This raises a critical point, though. Because you are holding the keys, the risk profile entirely shifts. We must emphasize the highest risk of this entire strategy.
Which is?
The encryption passwords and the cryptographic salts are the data.
Cryptographic salts, what does that mean in this context?
A salt is essentially a string of random data that the software adds to your password before it encrypts the file. It ensures that even if the hacker uses a massive database of pre-computed passwords, like what they call a rainbow table, they still can't reverse engineer your encryption.
That's super secure.
It is. But the catch is, you need both your password and that specific salt to decrypt your files.
So there's no forgot password link here.
Yeah.
If I lose that password or the salt, my data is just mathematically gone forever.
Gone forever. If you lose the Cryptomator passphrase or the Circlone salt, your offsite backups are permanently unrecoverable.
Wow.
The math doesn't care that it's your business data or that you really need it. Therefore, these keys absolutely must be stored securely in a password manager.
Right.
And crucially, they must be physically written down and placed in a fireproof safe.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask yourself, are you treating your encryption key backups as seriously as your data backup?
It's a terrifying level of responsibility, honestly.
Yeah.
But the beauty of this system is just unparalleled.
It is.
You are utilizing Big Tech's massive, highly reliable infrastructure, their multiple power grids, their physical security, but you are mathematically locking them out of your actual business data. You get enterprise security at consumer prices.
So let's briefly recap the order of operations to actually deploy them.
Yeah, let's bring it all together.
First, you build the hardware, your Pi, or a dedicated network-attached storage device, also known as a NAS. You install your operating system, Nextcloud for file management, and Tailscale for secure remote access.
Step two, you handle the physical non-negotiables. You attach a local redundant backup drive, and you plug the entire setup into a UPS battery backup so a thunderstorm doesn't corrupt your database.
Step three, implement your client-side encryption tools. Step four, configure the system to send one encrypted copy to a cheap off-site cloud like Backblaze to satisfy the 3-2-1 rule.
And finally,
perform a restore drill to achieve the zero error standard. Test that you can actually get your files back.
As a multi-venture founder, this strategy is incredibly powerful. You are reclaiming total ownership of your company's lifeblood.
Absolutely.
You are slashing your recurring operational costs by thousands of dollars as you scale, and you are securing your legacy against both physical disasters like a fire and digital breaches like ransomware.
It's an architecture that respects both the value of your data and the value of your capital. But there is one final provocative step for those who want to take this to its absolute logical conclusion.
Oh, the end game strategy.
The end game.
Once you have this hybrid system running perfectly, what if you decide you want to drop that offsite cloud bill to absolute zero?
It's possible.
You can actually achieve total digital sovereignty. You buy a second Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
You place it at another physical location you own or deeply trust. Maybe a retail storefront for one of your ventures. A second office. Or even just a trusted friend's house.
Right, getting it offsite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You link that second Pi to your primary server over TailScale's secure invisible mesh network. Instantly, you have created your own geographically redundant $0 a month private cloud.
You become your own offsite cloud provider.
Exactly. It's the exact same architecture, but with zero recurring subscriptions, and you hold every single key.
That is the ultimate setup.
Just remember, relying on a flashy private cloud without redundancy is still just building a gorgeous house without pouring a concrete foundation. Build the foundation first. Take control of your keys, triage your data, and protect your business.